Oh no, what have I done? What? What have I done? Oh no, this is so bad. This is so bad. No, 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 it's not bad. I did the right thing. I did the right thing. It just doesn't feel like the right thing. It really, really doesn't feel like I did the right thing. I feel awful. I feel guilty. I feel... No, 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 this was the right thing. This was the right thing. And it could have been worse. I could have done it on the day. I could have done it on the day. I did the right thing. Did I do the right thing? See, you have to say that because you're my best friend. You have to say that. So it's kind of unfair for me to ask you, but you're the only person who will say that. So I'm going to ask you that. So. I feel bad. I feel bad for breaking off the engagement. I feel awful. And everyone is so angry. Everyone is so angry. I mean, I don't know why. I didn't break up with them. I mean, I do know why. It's a wedding, and a wedding is very expensive, and... What did I do? What did I do? No, why did I do it? I mean, I know why I did it. I mean, you don't know because I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you. I really, really, really can't tell you because that wouldn't be fair. But it was a good reason. It was the best reason. And I did the right thing. It just doesn't feel like the right thing because this is a mess. I just want to go to bed and hide. I just want to hide. But I can't, because that wouldn't be fair. I need to, I want to know what's the worst thing, though. I still want to get married. Still. I dumped them. I called for the wedding, and they still love me. I mean... Wow, that is not helping. Thanks for this, by the way, for letting me stay. It's you didn't have to. You've always got my back. Could you do me a favor? Could you just dial it down a bit? Just dial it down to I don't know, an 11. Just dial what down? Oh, being wonderful. If you could just be a bit less wonderful, I would really, really, really appreciate it. Because no reason. It's fine. It's all fine. I'm just stressed. I'm just, you know, stressed because I just broke up with my fiance. So stress. This is a nightmare. What am I doing? What am I doing? This is so bad. But then I look at you and it's still bad. It's worse. It's awful. But this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. It just feels awful. I didn't want to hurt them. I didn't. It's the last thing I wanted. But apparently there's no way to dump your fiancé without hurting them, which is great. Oh, don't ask why I did it. Please don't ask, because I can't, and I don't want to tell you. I did think I was in love. I really, really did think that I was in love. And, I didn't plan this. I didn't set out to do this. This was not my intention. I really thought I was in love. I really thought that I was... That's a lie. It's a big lie. It's a massive lie. But to be fair, I was also lying to myself. So nothing. Because this is all my fault. But also your fault. Your fault? How could this be your fault? This is definitely not your fault, and I don't know why I said that. I'm emotional. I'm very emotional. You have to ignore everything I say because I just called off a very expensive wedding, even though we are going to get the money back, apart from the deposits, which I will pay back. Shit. What am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? This is so bad. This is so bad. Is there someone else? Is there someone? No, 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 no. See, if I had just said it once, it would have been more believable. I mean, there's not someone else. There isn't someone else. I'm not. Can we just not talk about it? I mean, we could talk about the wedding, but not that. Oh, bollocks. Oh, bollocks. No, no, no. That's not someone else. It's complicated. This is all very complicated, and I really wish that you did not ask me that. I really, really wish because... See, I've had an epiphany. I've had a really big epiphany, and it's all the things that epiphanies are, you know. It's awful, and... I mean, I just called off my wedding. That is how big of an epiphany it was. And I can't really lie right now. So I really wish you did not ask that question. I am not a cheat. I've never been a cheat. I never will be a cheat. And I really, really, really did think I was in love. And I was, just not with my fiancé, which is, you know, very inconvenient. But there is someone I'm in love with, and it turns out I'm really in love, and I have been in love for forever. I mean, for a while. I mean, it's no one you know. It's, you know, maybe someone you know, but it's not important. It's not like anything's going to happen, but I can't marry someone if I'm in love with someone else, because that's just... I mean, that's awful. So I did the right thing. I called off the wedding, I broke up with my fiancé, and this right thing feels awful, and everyone's really annoyed with me. And I feel wretched. So yes, the right thing, but also the worst thing, because this isn't going to make you fall in love with anyone, because seeing this happen would make you very dubious about love, I would imagine. And that was not as smooth as I wanted it to be, so I guess I'm just going to make things even worse, which is just... perfect. That's wonderful. That's so wonderful. So... I can't do this. I can't do this. I cannot. But I'm going to, because apparently I'm just burning every single bridge now. I didn't know. Didn't know. I don't know how I didn't know, because now that I do know, it's kind of fucking obvious. It's really fucking obvious, but I didn't know. But now I do. What didn't I know? I'm getting to that. I am not getting to that, because I don't want to get to it, because I don't want to lose you. But it's okay. It's not okay, but it's okay. It's not okay. It's fine. I'm in love with you. No. I mean, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. You. And I didn't know. But then I had an epiphany. And I've always been in love with you. I am so in love with you. Just stupid in love with you. And there was no way I could go through with it. So I called it off. I did this to myself. And now I'm doing this to myself, because I'm telling you. And this is awful. What am I doing? I'm confessing my love. And okay, no. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, because while I appreciate it, because as you can see, I'm kind of not in a good place right now. You saying that you love me too is just not really helping. Oh, just, no, please don't. You don't have to. You don't have to. This is my mess and I will fix it. Somehow. I have no idea how. Oh, this is just the worst thing I've ever done. But also the best thing, because I'm pretty sure going through with the wedding would have been worse. Maybe. Doesn't feel that way. I am listening to what you're saying. I'm just ignoring you because what you're saying is that you're in love with me. And that's great. That's so great because I just called off my wedding because I'm in love with you. So it's perfect. This is a happy ending. This is just perfect. Please don't. Please. I can't. I really, 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 really can't because I am... I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left right now. I am just... I'm hanging on by a thread. Please don't. Of course I'm in love with you. I am so in love. But I am looking at you. I always look at you. I just didn't know why. Love! It's amazing! Let go of my hand. Okay, I'm listening. I am listening. You're in love with me and you're glad that I called it off. Well, I'm glad that someone is because... I mean, you're the only one. No, don't be serious. Don't. No. Stop. Of course I know you're serious. I know you and I know you're not lying, but I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. Because I don't deserve it. I'm an awful person. I am. I mean, I didn't mean for this to happen, but I did do this. And you love me. And I love you, and I don't deserve that. And, No. I need to stop talking, but I don't know how. I love you. I really love you. I called off my wedding because I'm in love with you. And you love me, and I can't tell you. If I could be happy right now, I would be so happy, but I can't be happy because I've hurt someone who loves me. Didn't plan on it, didn't want it, but I did it. And it was the right thing to do, but right now I am. Can we just pause this? Because I can't. I know. And as much as I want to, I really want to, because I love you. But it wouldn't be fair, and I need to sort this out. So can we just come back to this? But I do love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to have to talk about this. And that's going to be another awkward conversation. I could just do with one less awkward conversation right now. Just be my friend for now. It was the right thing. Or were you looking at me? Oh, no. Bollocks. See, how did I not know? How did I not realize... This is love. But it needs to wait. Just a bit longer. I really want to kiss you, but I am not going to kiss you because it wouldn't be fair. And when I do kiss you, I just want it to be us. I just want it to be us, and it will be. But right now I just need to clean up my mess. And I know. It's the right thing to do. It would have been worse to to go through with it, but I kind of feel like trash right now. So I'm just going to just sort this out as best I can. I don't know what I'm going to tell them. I'll think of something. But it definitely will not be that I'm in love with you and that you're in love with me and that I really want to kiss you right now. Because that would just be mean. Fuck. A cup of tea would be amazing. And a biscuit. And maybe a box of tissues. And, yeah. I love you. And I'm not going to say that again for a while. Just because if I do, I might break. And I'm already pretty broken. Doing the right thing sucks sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Let's clean up this mess. Or, you know, just go and hide under the duvet. Maybe both.